You're talking maybe a game of two halves. You know, first half I were very happy with our work rate. Sorry, efficiency wise, on I think we were 10 scores for 12 shots. So things were going well. You know, the young boys were really had settled in well, tackling, and the turnovers were massive. Second half now the Blackyard really made a big change to the game. Playing down the hill in the second half. They'd only scored a point, so there had to be a kick in them. And then the fact that we had a man down, they took advantage of that for the 10 minutes. I think they scored 1-3, maybe 1-4, which was disappointing. You know, the goal was very disappointing.
Everybody knows this is a new coming St. Tiernan's team, and for periods in that first half, he's played some mesmerising football. The two Conor O'Donnells, Caelan Ward looked very good, and at times, I mean, looked breathtaking.
that's a good one, isn't it? What I've come in there is my third year involved with the setup, you know, and the big thing was to try and get these young boys through. There's an awful lot of young players coming through in St. Tiernan's, you know, and it sort of was our job to sort of try and get them senior time, you know. So I think we're talking maybe 13, 14 debuts now in the last 2 years, you know. So another two the day there, possibly three, you know, and that's what you're trying to do now. With that comes youth and comes a wee bit of, you know, exuberance, and but you lose a wee bit of experience to that too, you know. So you need the likes of your Eamon Dox and Keelan Wards and Sean McVeigh, you know. So you're trying to get the right mix, but it's exciting, you know, to see that many young boys coming through. You know, Shane O'Donnell was excellent, I thought, today in the first half. Like.
Yeah, and Conor Duck O'Donnell, and many of us in the press were just saying, even though it's the opening night of the championship, Conor O'Donnell's free off the ground. I think we could go a long way this weekend anywhere in Ireland to get a better score.
No, he's very good off the ground now. He does a great bit of practicing out there. No, it's just good to get the boys out. Like Conor, especially Duck, you know, he's had a tough enough time there in Rangers, you know, but he's been training hard since the lockdown's been over, and, you know, it's nice to see him on the grass.
Niall O'Donnell comes off the bench then. No, I presume you'd want him on the bench every day, but I know he had a bit of a virus, but he looked an absolutely superb form as well when he came on. So, as you mentioned already, it's a young squad, but what a wonderful bench as well.
Look, you're trying to build a bit of depth, and you want options coming off the bench. You know, he's a hard man to keep on the bench, to be fair now, Niall. You're just trying to mind him a wee bit. You know, he hasn't been able to train as hard as he would have liked, and, you know, you're sort of thinking a couple of weeks down the line, and you don't want him getting injured, you know, so we were trying to hold him back for as much as possible, but he was mad eager to get out there.
Can I just ask you, I suppose, Kilcar next week, and listen, I'm sure you're well aware, I know you're not a native Donegal man, but you're well immersed now in Donegal club football, but there's a big four here in Donegal, and Kilcar is one of them, and the men from the southwest, that's a big, big game early on in the championship.
Look, I'd say the pair of us wouldn't have wanted the draw to happen, but that's the way it's happened the last couple of years. We keep getting one of the other top four, you know. So it's a big game for us. We're at home. We'll be changing focus here straight away and getting ready for the, you know, the threat that Kilcar pose, you know, the likes of Patrick and Owen and Ryan and Mark, and, you know, a lot of boys are going to cause trouble. But we'll be going out to match the performance and improve from today, and, you know, want to come out with 2 points at the end of it.
Listen, I know it's very wet and you need to go just finally. St. Junan came very close last year to beating the eventual county champions, Niamh Connell. What's it going to take to go that one step further? Because everyone, even outside the county, talks about the high standard in Donegal at the moment.
Donegal County Club Championship is excellent at the minute. Now, you know, every game is very competitive. As you call it, maybe the top four, you know, St. Michael's run us to the last second. You know, you still have other teams there. And, like, I thought we performed poorly against Niamh Connell last year, and we still were close enough, you know, but Niamh Connell had a couple of tough games before that, Gweedore, you know, so that's the kind of championship there is. So you're going to probably take a wee bit of luck, especially with this, the way the setup is this year, it's week on week. You know, you're going to hopefully try and keep as many people on the pitch as possible, and that could be a deciding factor.